Businesses who have been waiting on their chance to hear more about RAGBRAI and how they can participate, now is your time. A town hall for businesses and nonprofits all about RAGBRAI is happening on Monday, April 20th at 5 p.m. on the second floor of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
We're going to talk about best practices so businesses and nonprofits, whether they're a vendor or a brick-and-mortar storefront, that they can have a successful event. So we're going to talk about, you know, menus or supplies, things like that, what they can expect that day, the hours that they can expect to be busy. We'll talk about vendor fees for anyone that wants to be a vendor.
That's Marshalltown RAGBRAI Committee co-chair Kylie Leisure. She says they'll share part of the route of where riders will be coming into town and go through the entertainment and expo area. There will also be a large section of time for question and answers. Leisure says RAGBRAI is an opportunity to show off Marshalltown.
So we're just looking for a wide variety of vendors and businesses to have limited menus or, you know, offer something that's just a unique Marshalltown experience.
The public also has a session on Monday, April 20th, which is set to start after the business and nonprofit session around 6:45. They'll discuss the route and expo area similar as with the businesses.
We're also going to talk about our committees. So we have 18 different committees that help make this possible. And so we're going to talk about the committees and if people want to be involved in that planning aspect of Marshalltown RAGBRAI, then we'll talk about one of the most important things is hosting.
Riders will fill out a housing application, and those who are willing to host would get paired with some riders who may put up a tent in your yard to sleep overnight. You can check out their website, MarshalltownRAGBRAI.com, for more information. As prices continue to rise, more and more people are trying to stretch that dollar as far as they can. The emergency food box in Marshalltown has seen an increase of people since 2024. Cindy Sterin, volunteer with the emergency food box, shares some items that they're getting low on.
Ketchup and mustard, we have found, goes very fast. Pickles, any of your sauces and salsas and condiment things, cake mixes, sugar, jams and jellies, pie filling, gravy, those kinds of things, we are now off of the shelf. We don't have hardly any of that left.
One way the emergency food box gets food, each week a truck comes up from Des Moines from the Food Bank of Iowa with a load of different items, and usually they're not 100% sure what comes on that truck.
The vegetable that we need is corn. We don't have any corn on our shelf right now. We have a couple of other vegetables that we've tossed in, but we don't have corn.
Because of that, Sterin says they may make a local order for some corn. The emergency food box is located at 107 North 1st Street. They're open 1:30 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday, and Fridays they're open 10:30 to 1:30. Last night, a group of about 150 volunteers came together to package over 30,000 meals for Marshall County. The project was coordinated by the Outreach Program Incorporated, the Community Foundation of Marshall County, and their student philanthropic groups. Earlier this fall, the students researched local needs and quickly recognized that food insecurity continues to affect many families right here in Marshall County. The students selected two meals to package, apple cinnamon oatmeal and pasta with tomato basil sauce. Many of the meals will be stocked in the free little food pantries, ensuring immediate access to food in every town throughout Marshall County. Overall, the meals will go out to more than 30 feeding sites in Marshall County. Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Marshall County, Julie Hitchens, says, quote, "I couldn't be more proud of the way our community came together for this event. From the students who led the vision to the donors who made it possible and the volunteers who gave their time, this was truly a team effort. We are better together." Coming up, I'll tell you about the Marshalltown YMCA offering their Live Strong program again. It's 7:10.
Market declines, inflation, political turmoil. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Bruce Weir, an Edward Jones financial advisor. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to prepare for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call us at 641-753-4163 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by Story Medical for all your health services. They're closer than you think. Highway 30 in Nevada.
Thank you for being with us. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, 4 tickets to the Bronx Wanderers with our live on stage performance, April 23rd, your chance to win. We're going to visit here shortly with the general manager of our waterworks, Zach Maxfield, stopping by. Back to the newsroom, here's Zach Tomish.
The YMCA and the Live Strong Foundation have joined together to create Live Strong at the YMCA, an evidence-based physical activity and well-being program designed to help adult cancer survivors reclaim their total health. Marshalltown Y is offering the class again this spring and summer. Participants work with Y staff trained in supportive cancer care to safely achieve their goals, such as building muscle mass and strength, increasing flexibility and endurance, and improving confidence and self-esteem. By focusing on the whole person and not the disease, Live Strong at the YMCA is helping people move beyond cancer in spirit, mind, and body. This is a 12-week program set to start May 11th at the Marshalltown Y. It is free to register, but people still need to do so ahead of time by reaching out to Keisha Lockhart. Learn more at ymca-ywca.org. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is launching its annual search for the state's tastiest pork tenderloin, from crispy classics to creative takes on the famed sandwich. The association says restaurants must serve hand-breaded pork tenderloin sandwiches as a regular menu item and be open to the public year-round to qualify. Nominations are now open and stay open through June 1st. Each person can submit one nomination, and as an incentive, if their pick rises to the top, they'll be entered for a chance to win $100. The winner will be named later in October, and they'll receive $500, a plaque, and statewide recognition. Learn more about the contest and submit a nomination at iowapork.com. Iowans who've always wondered what it would be like to have a giant cockroach crawl up their arm will have a chance to find out this weekend at the Insect Expo being held in Central Iowa. Organizers say there will be interactive displays designed to inspire us to discover new things about insects and to teach us ways we can help conserve them in our yards. This is a family-friendly event that'll have art activities, hands-on activities, holding live insects, and more. The Insect Expo will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Des Moines Marriott Downtown Exhibit Hall. Coming up, we do have a funeral announcement, and I'll let you know what you can watch on KFJB-TV this evening.